Welcome to the Organized 365 podcast. My name is Lisa Woodruff, and I'm a professional organizer and blogger in Cincinnati, Ohio. I want to help you get your home organized and help you organize life stages and unexpected events. So sit back, relax, and let's get organized. Can you believe that we are 3 weeks into the new year? Me either. Well, so far this year on the Organized 365 podcast, we've talked about where to start organizing the new idea I have about the Friday box, which is really the work equivalent of the home-based Sunday basket. And last week, I shared with you an emergency we had in our family, how we got through it, and how we now safely store our medicine. And today, I want to kind of give a state of the union, I guess. more like some of the things that I have left over from 2015 to follow up with you, and a new revelation I have about where to donate the things that we no longer want and need. So today I'm going to talk about the mastermind communities. Those have launched and people are in them. I want to tell you how it's going, how I've changed it, and how I think that could help you. And then I'm going to give you an update on the changes I've been making on the blog navigation. I keep tweaking it to see if it's easier for you to navigate. I think I finally hit on the right combination. I also have two new regular blog posts each week I want to talk to you about. And then finally, where to donate all this stuff that you don't want. So let's start by the update on the mastermind communities. Last fall, I realized that as a professional organizer, when I go out and organize people, one of the things I'm able to do, and I think it's kind of because of my teaching background, is I change the pace that I organize at, the ideas that I have, the ways that I use space based on the age of the homeowner, the kind of home they live in, how long they've lived in the home, and the number of children they have. And this is something I just kind of do on the fly. It's one of the great things about being a professional organizer is that no two houses are ever organized exactly the same way. So I'm constantly having to stretch my creative muscles, change how I talk to different clients so that they understand the organizational process, and teach them different tips and tricks that will help them get organized. Because you know, I believe that everyone can get organized and everyone can learn organizational strategies. It's not something you're born with. It's definitely something that can be taught. And I love doing that. So the more I dove into this, the more I realized that, you know, our team in Cincinnati does help a few people get organized each year, but even with four of us, there are only so many houses that we can organize. And there are a lot more of you listening to the podcast or reading the blog that want to get organized. And how can I translate what I do one-on-one with people into more of a group setting? And that's when I really looked out and realized that a lot of the organizing information out there is so general. And there's a lot of it, but none of it gets into the nitty-gritty. And I'll be doing more of the nitty-gritty organizing on the podcast starting next month. I can't wait to tell you about that. So I started these mastermind communities, which are essentially Facebook groups and a printable that you get in your email. And now I've started adding a Monday morning video. So every Monday morning, I have a video that I put into each Facebook group. And these Facebook groups are divided by age. So there's a Facebook group, email, and area where I interact with you for people that are 25 to 40 who are accumulating things like husbands and kids and stuff. And then there's a Facebook group and email for people who are 40 to 55 who are in that survival phase. And to be honest, the survival phase can easily last until you're 65. It just depends on when you have kids and how much you have on your plate. And then somewhere around 55 to 65 plus is when you really look around your house, you start downsizing, you might move into a patio home, you might lose a spouse or a parent, and you have to look at all of the things that have been accumulated in your life and other people's lives, and what do you do with those? And so in each of those groups, everything I say is very individualized. So the premise really resonated with you guys. You guys were like, I sent out the emails of, you know, explaining the mastermind community, and I loved it. I got so many back right away that said, you hit the nail on the head. This is exactly it. This is exactly what I have been looking for. Like, no one ever tells me how to organize for my stage of life. That's exactly what I need. And so often, I think the information is out there, but it seems like when you want to downsize, all you could find are ideas on how to organize toys. And when you want to organize toys, all you could find are ideas on how to downsize and move. And so this is getting you the right information at the right time. Now, I did have a little blunder when we started this. We're jumping right into the 40 weeks, one whole house challenge, because the 40 weeks of the year, the school year, are really broken out seasonally. Like, it makes sense that you're going to organize your storage closet in December when all of your holiday decorations are out on display and not in there, so you can actually get in there and get organized. But when people joined the group, maybe they hadn't been in the group or even heard of the 40 weeks challenge, it was kind of a nightmare to be in there and for me to say, go organize your summer decorations. People were like, why don't you go fly a kite? Like, that's not going to work. So luckily, we quickly moved into areas like craft organization and office organization that were easy for people to chunk and do in 15 minutes a day. And they are doing it in 15 minutes a day. Another thing that I noticed is that some people are doing it 15 minutes a day, and other people are taking all those 15 minutes of the week and putting them into 1 hour and 45 minute session on the weekend. So it seems like some people are jumping in on Monday and they do 15 minutes every day, 7 days of the week, and other people really get active in the groups on Thursday night or Friday when they're looking at their weekend, and that's when they're going to chunk out some time for organizing. So these groups work no matter how you're going to be organizing. They're going to work well for you. And then I realized that a video was really helpful. I started doing videos in each of the groups talking about these different things I'm telling you on the podcast, and then kind of giving an overview. So even though I'm giving daily 15-minute challenges in the group and by email and on the printable, it's really nice when I just give you a quick 3 to 5 minute video on Monday morning and say, hey, we're organizing crafts. Here are some things you want to think about. Here are the different things you're going to organize. If you have no crafts whatsoever, here are other areas you can organize. And I think that is really helping people as well. So keep giving me feedback if you're in the groups. If you have questions about joining the group, please feel free to email me, lisa@organize365.com. And for the spring, because this is all new, we're figuring it all out together, membership is open and ongoing, so you could join it anytime. I have 15-minute challenges all for during the summer, so it's an ongoing group. But when we start up in the fall, I likely will close it. So once we have the fall push to join the mastermind communities, I probably will close it until adding more people in January. All right, so that's the update on the mastermind communities. I can't even tell you how excited I am about those. Now, let me tell you a little bit about the blog. I feel kind of guilty even taking any more of your time talking about the blog, because I know I've already talked about this in numerous podcasts. And if you're binging on these podcasts or you just find them, you're like, oh my gosh, she talked about that a couple podcasts ago and a couple podcasts ago. But as a podcaster, like, months have passed in my life, but you may be plowing through these podcasts in the course of a week. So just indulge me a little bit. All right. So I changed the blog again. I don't know. I think whenever you get into any business, and I am a blogger, podcaster, professional organizer, business person. So I listen to podcasts about other internet marketers. And sometimes, I think what happened to me is I was following what all these other internet marketers and bloggers were doing, which completely, totally made sense for their business and for their audience. And I really stopped and looked at the way I had changed my blog last summer, and even when I went through and organized it last fall, made a ton of sense. If you were a blogger or an online expert, you would know why I'd made the changes that I made. But if you don't go on blogs regularly, and this is the only podcast you listen to, and you just really want to figure out how to organize your underwear drawer, like, how I had it organized did not make sense at all. So last fall, I recorded a whole bunch of videos. I know that those are helping, because people who are calling me to have us do services in Cincinnati are telling me they've already watched the videos. They understand the pricing. They understand if they want 1, 2, 3, or 4 people to come out at their house. They understand those things. So that definitely is working for the Cincinnati Professional Organization. I haven't really heard much feedback about those of you that are landing, like, the life organization page or the home organization page or the work organization page. Those all have little videos. I haven't heard anything back in emails from you, but I could tell based on the analytics that you're definitely going to those pages and watching those videos. So you're watching them. I don't know if they're any good. But I love that I had all of those widgets. I think it ended up being like 150 widgets designed. So last thing I want to talk today about is, and I think I just, okay, no, it's still here. is about where are you going to take all this stuff that you're getting rid of? So I kind of have to apologize here. My thought has always been, as a professional organizer, when I come in to organize someone, they have waited so long to call me because they've tried to do it on their own or for whatever reason. I'm the same exact way, right? Like by the time I get called in to organize a house, every drawer is a junk drawer and they just need help getting back to square zero. And what I almost always say is, okay, we are going to get this done. We are going to hit the reset button for you so you can go forward. So anything that you don't want, here are two choices. It's either going to go to Goodwill or it's going to go to trash because you just need to make the decisions and get done. We aren't going to figure out where every single thing can be recycled or where every single thing can be donated. Either it goes to Goodwill all in one fell swoop because they take so much, or we're going to trash it. And that has worked really well. And I think it's fine. And in certain stages, I think that's fine. I'm so sorry. I don't know why. I have no idea what Hunter is going crazy about. I'm sorry about that. But going forward now, our team is working a lot with estate clearing, which is when, you know, the family home needs to be sold. Your parents have passed away. You need to sell the house and you need to empty 35, 45, 55 years worth of stuff out of a house at one time. And when I started doing these estate clearing things, I was like, okay, it can't all go to Goodwill or trash. Like, there are going to have to be some more places that this stuff goes to because this is somebody's lifetime worth of stuff. The other thing that got me thinking on this track is the mastermind groups. So as a professional organizer, I'm going to organize your house in a matter of days. But in the mastermind groups, and when you're reading the blog or listening to the podcast, you are slowly organizing your home over years, just like I did. And when I did it, the very first time I had a garage sale, don't really recommend that anymore. But I did. I donated things to different places and I ran different donations all over the place. Because I had the time to, and I was doing it a room at a time. And I think that those of you listening have either the time or the desire to make sure that the things that you're giving away at least have use for someone else. And, so sorry. And the more I looked into this and the places that we can donate things in Cincinnati, the more my heart was just so sad that I hadn't looked into this sooner. I just even saying this to you right now, I just feel so sad inside that I have just blanket thrown away and donated things to Goodwill so quickly and easily because that was the quickest and easiest solution. But now that I found these different places that we can give things to in Cincinnati, I'm really excited about how the things that you no longer want and need can then have life for other people. So let me tell you about a couple of these places, and I'm sure you have them in your city too. It won't take much research to do them. There are a couple places that really want your furniture. And in Cincinnati, there's a place called New Life Furniture. And it serves people who come out of a shelter or have overcome homelessness or fled an abusive situation, and they give them furniture. And they suggest a $25 gas donation for them to come pick them up. There's no other thing needed for them to pick up furniture. Now, each of these websites, and there is a post on the blog, and I will put the information in this podcast. So just go to the information in this podcast and you can look at it. Each of these locations want specific things. And this is why I never did this before, because some people want mattresses, some people don't. Some people want linens, some people don't. So, you know, each organization has different needs for things. And I feel like, you know, Goodwill is great in that it employs people to sort through the things you want and don't want. And they basically want everything, like even mismatched socks, because they recycle those. Like what they don't sell, they recycle, and it employs people. And I really do like Goodwill. However, smaller ministries in your area may have specific needs. And I'm going to tell you about a couple of those in a minute. They have specific needs. And when you know that, then you could be on the lookout for it. And I, as a professional organizer, I'm constantly seeing what people are getting rid of. So I'm super excited to be able to partner with some of these ministries and get them what they need. So that's a place to give some of your furniture, because furniture tends to be a hard thing to get rid of. Another one that I know is worldwide, but for sure in the United States, is Habitat for Humanity. So Habitat for Humanity's vision is a world where everyone has a decent place to live. Our mission is to put God's love into action by bringing people together to build homes, communities, and hope. So I love that. Like, there have been Habitat for Humanity homes built within a mile of our house, and it's really cool to see them get built and everything that goes into that. Well, they need a lot of things. And when I was looking at this list, I was so excited because there are a lot of things that you have in your house that you have no idea where to get rid of them, and no one else would ever want them, but Habitat for Humanity wants them, like electrical wire plugs and plates and carpeting, padding, area rugs, vinyl and tile, and all these things. Like, what you think is trash is not to them, and there's a lot of way, all those cords that I'm constantly throwing away, they want. So there's a whole huge long list, like insulation, new only in bundles unopened. Let's say you're going to insulate yourself and you end up with three extra bundles, but you can't return it or whatever. Like, that's something you could give to Habitat for Humanity. So it's a lot of things that you have that you have no idea where you're going to donate those. Here in Cincinnati, the church that I'm a part of has something called the Healing Center, and they need bicycles, baby items, eyeglasses, and kitchen items. And it's a really cool thing that they do. Here's what they say. The Healing Center strives to meet the needs of all guests holistically. For example, while individuals struggling financially will receive help with immediate and basic needs, they also are equipped with skills necessary to break the cycle of poverty. We are able to respond to people's immediate needs for food, clothing, and emergency assistance. We work with each individual to identify additional areas of support or development to build self-sufficiency. So to have watched this organization go from an idea in our pastor's head to one of the really great places in Cincinnati to go and get help has been awesome. So the Healing Center is now partnering with Kroger, and that's how they're able to fund a lot of the food that they do. And we do a hunger walk each year, which is really fun. And they provide a lot of food to Cincinnati. It's a really big food pantry. They also have clothing. They also do kitchen appliances. But the other thing that they do is they really meet the needs of the whole person. So when someone comes into the Healing Center, they will give them I think job training, but for sure interview training, schedule interviews, clothes to go to wear to go to an interview, transportation, all of those kinds of things that they do. They have a big push for you to donate your vehicles there. So you have, if you have a vehicle that you want to donate as a tax deduction, they will fix it up and then they will give it to somebody else who needs a vehicle, which is really cool. They don't even have that on their list. I should add that for them, but they do that as well. There's another one that, as we were researching this, I found. I drive by it every day, and I had no clue. This is called Haven House. It's an emergency shelter in Hamilton, Ohio, and I drive by it every single day when I take my son to his Catholic high school. And I saw it, but I had no idea what it was. And I think this is the one that really tugs on my heartstrings the most. You know, there are these emergency shelters, and my husband's volunteered at a food kitchen emergency shelter downtown when the kids were little, but you don't realize how far the poverty comes into your area. And this is something I drive by every day. And this is what Haven House says about themselves. Haven House is committed to helping provide physical, emotional, and spiritual support to homeless children and families. Beyond providing emergency shelter and food, its goals are to minimize the psychological trauma of homelessness insofar as it can, and to facilitate the family's smoothest and most rapid transition possible to a more stable and permanent future. And later on the website, I read that 70% of the people at Haven House are children. Like, that just kills me. These are children that are homeless that I drive by every single day, and like, I'm not doing anything to help them. And I can just take the things that we no longer need and give it to them, and it would help them and bless them. And here are the things they need, which at first I was like, you know, I get these big ideas, I get overwhelmed, like, how can I help and go out and get all these things? But that the things that they need are food items, but paper products. And when I really thought about it, I thought, well, that's true. Like, they're eating on paper products all the time. They need plastic forks, knives, and spoons, paper napkins, paper towels, Reynolds wrap, styrofoam plates, styrofoam bowls, styrofoam cups, toilet paper, and Ziploc baggies. And then it hit me. I was like, oh my gosh, I can't, I don't think there's been a single house that we have organized where there hasn't been an exorbitant amount of paper products left over from past parties. Like, they just have so much, they don't even know what to do with it. We don't know what to do with it. You can't give that to Goodwill. And for sure, I'm always going to say, well, use it up. Or, you know, we trash it just so that the mom could get back to a reset state so that she can survive. But this is something that can be donated to Haven House, and I drive by it every single day. So now, whenever I'm at a house and they have, you know, like 8 birthday plates here and 4 of this one and a package of this that they bought for that party, but they're never going to use it again, I'm just going to put it in my car and drop it off there. They also need personal items, diapers, baby wipes, sanitary napkins, bath towels, washcloths, twin size sheets and pillowcases, and then cleaning products. So again, this is another one. There's never been a single linen closet that I've organized that hasn't had 80% of the stuff needs to go. Like, there's so many towels and sheets, and in a lot of families, there are a lot of twin sheets, and then the kids move to either a traditional double or a queen or king size bed, but they kept the twin sheets, but there aren't even any twin beds in the whole entire house. And this is what they specifically want, is twin sheets. Again, something easy I could throw into my car when I'm organizing with someone, or if we're doing an estate clearing, and that can go to this shelter. And I'm just really excited about being able to do that. Now, one ministry, again, this is just local to us, it's called Reach Out Lakota, and that's a local food pantry in our area. And I kind of have watched this one develop over the years. So I've lived here as long as Reach Out Lakota has been. And I remember I was a school teacher when I first heard about it. And the very first clients for Reach Out Lakota were children that were referred by school nurses. And that's how the whole thing kind of got started. And again, it's meeting the poverty needs right in the little community that I live in. And I've talked to the people who run Reach Out Lakota, and the biggest need they always have are jeans. Like, because the kids want to wear jeans and they last longer. So that is their biggest need. And then personal care items, which I've mentioned before, like anything that would be in a bathroom or cleaning supplies, because you can't use food stamps to buy those things. You can use food stamps to buy food, but you can't use it to buy shaving cream and razors and shampoo and deodorant and new socks and all those kinds of things that people need. So they also use school supplies. So when I get my kids school supplies, I always buy extra and give it to them. Or if you're cleaning out a school supply area and you have extra school supplies, looking for a local food pantry that also has a school supply area for kids is great. And whenever you're donating jeans, I no longer give jeans to Goodwill. I just give them directly to Reach Out Lakota. Another one that was started here in Cincinnati, but is now worldwide, is called Matthew 25 Ministries. And it's only going to work to donate latex paint here in Cincinnati, but there are other things that you can donate everywhere. So Matthew 25 Ministries, here is their mission statement. They are caring for a needy world with the things we throw away. I love that. The work of Matthew 25 Ministries helps the poorest of the poor and disaster victims throughout the United States and around the world. We accept monetary donations and product donations of misprinted, slightly damaged, overstocked, or gently used supplies from corporations, organizations, and individuals nationwide. We also supplement outside donations by manufacturing, assembling, and blending products in-house, including school notebooks, pencils, rice, soy meals, and paint. With the help of our volunteers, these goods are processed at our processing center in Cincinnati, Ohio, and then shipped via 40-foot seagoing containers by semi-trailers to the poorest of the poor and disaster victims. So I think the first time I heard about Matthew 25 Ministries was with Hurricane Katrina, because they sent so much stuff down there. I didn't know they existed before that. But since then, they are very active in all of those kind of, you know, when the tornadoes come, when the fires come. I think the latest picture on their website is a whole bunch of Bounty paper towels going to the fires in California. So because we live in Cincinnati, Ohio, P&G is headquartered here. Kroger is headquartered here. There are a lot of big companies headquartered here. And I don't know for sure, but it seems to me that they both donate supplies, but then also they specifically say misprinted, slightly damaged, or overstocked, or products. So, you know, when you're a big corporation and you change your product line from one packaging to the next, well, then you have packaging, you have certain products that you no longer need. And those, I think, are what get donated to Matthew 25 Ministries. And that's also how the Healing Center gets, has their partnership with Kroger as well. So it's just finding another way to use those products. But what's really cool about Matthew 25 Ministries is that they blend latex paint here in Cincinnati. So if you have half used, it needs to be half used or more, but let's say you paint a room and you have half a gallon of latex paint or more left, you're never going to use it again, let me just tell you. Then you donate it to them, and then they take them and they put all these that are similar colors in one huge vat and mix them together so that they're the same color, and then put them in paint cans so that they can be used to paint all kinds of things. I don't know, anything that you would paint. The other thing that Matthew 25 Ministries takes and is unique that I haven't really found other places that take them are medical supplies, and they specifically ship those over the seas all the time. So in estate clearing, and I know in my own personal life, when you have someone pass away and they've been in hospice or whatever, you have a lot of medical supplies left over. Hospice doesn't need them back. You really don't know who else to give them to. So Matthew 25 Ministries is a great place to give any of those medical related supplies. And I didn't see it on their website, but I'm pretty sure somebody told me that they take empty medicine bottles. So, you know, I go through a lot of medicine bottles, so I will find the answer to that. And then the last one I want to talk about, which is not people related, but it's animal related, is this is the Animal Friends Humane Society here in Cincinnati, but there are animal shelters all over the world. And they have a lot of needs too. So they need, again, a lot of cleaners, paper towels. They need large commercial hoses, latex gloves. And then for the pets, this is a great place to take your old towels. So even your regular vet might want your old towels if you have an animal. Well, I guess if you have an animal, you're probably keeping the old towels yourself. But if you don't have an animal, people who have animals need old towels. So another great place that you could take things when you're cleaning out the linen closet. What I thought was cool on this one is they specifically tell what kind of ink their printers take. So there's a list here of some HP printer ink they need, Canon printer ink, and Epson printer ink cartridges, which is awesome. How often have you been cleaning out your office, but you have some new ink cartridges, you can't return them, the printer's dead, you bought a different printer, but you don't know where to take these ink cartridges. So I'm going to keep this in my car also, so when we're cleaning out people's houses, I could find out which, if they have that kind, I could just donate it to this place. Now, obviously, you're not going to do all these things like I am as a professional organizer, but I'm super excited to have started compiling this list. And I have a longer list in my car for when I'm in people's homes. I know where more things go. But this is a place for me to start and something that I wanted to share with you on the blog and on the podcast about different places where you can donate the things you no longer want and need. And I think sometimes once we know that somebody else has a need, it is so much easier for us to give things up, right? So when you go to this post, leave a comment. Like if you know, please help me. Like if you know that schools really want carpet squares for whatever, or you just know that there's a need out there and there's a certain organization, especially if it's nationwide, because I think that would help more people, that I could put on this as a resource, I will continue to update this post so that people can use this on a regular basis so they know where they can give the things that they need. All right, this is a super long podcast. Next week, I'm going to be talking about organizing your filing cabinet and your home-based business expenses for the tax years. That's how we're going to end January. And then in February, I really want to focus on memories and how we show our love and remember people. So the first podcast is going to be about saving your kids' memories. Like, what do you save of when you're raising your kids for them, but more importantly for you? A lot of the things we think we're saving for our kids, we're actually saving for us. And it took me a while to realize that's what I was doing. Then what do you save from your parents and your spouse, both while they're living and after they've passed? And then I want to talk about preserving your memories. Like, what are you leaving behind? What do you want people to remember? And how are you doing that? So that'll be the next four podcasts. I hope you have a great day. Please go check out the blog. Let me know what you think. Give me any suggestions or improvements. I am always open to your comments. Have a great week.